God is loving, God is holy, God is gracious, and we could go on for days. And this is the one that Dan Horn serves and knows and brings to this house. So, friends, while this message is for Pastor Dan specifically, there's loads of things in the message for us today. One of my favorite passages, 2 Corinthians chapter 5. If ever I'm in the house, I'm going to talk about it. Chapter 5 says, if anyone is in Christ, if you're a follower of Christ, then it says, they are a new creation. The old is gone and the new has come. You've heard the stories. You've seen the history, right? You know that God has taken what was and has made something new. Dan is a creation in Christ. Dan is being redeemed and set free by the living God who possesses every attribute and far more than the ones that I mentioned already. But not only this, see, when the Lord sets somebody free, they come into a relationship with the living God. And the scriptures say that they then are given a ministry of reconciliation. As though God was speaking the words through them, God reconciles the world to himself through whom? Through the pastor. Well, yeah, but also you. So if you're in Christ, you are an ambassador of the Lord Jesus Christ, according to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. See, God takes our transformed lives, every one of us. He adopts his children, and then he sets us on his mission, one by one by one, drawing people just one step closer to this God that has transformed us. Why not help transform a neighbor or a friend or a student when you're teaching or at your workplace? Amen? The word also says that in that same passage, it says not counting man's sins against them. It's not our job. I don't see Pastor Dan walking into a room or a classroom or any setting and just like, hey, buddy, you need to get your life right. You know, counting man's sins against them. It's not our job. Our job is to lovingly reconcile them back to the world, from the world back to God. Have you ever seen Brother Dan do that? Walk into a room and just, you, come, hey, hey. Everyone's his friend. How does he do it? That's the presence of Jesus in him, lovingly reconciling the world back. Come on in. Come on in. No one's excluded. Pastor Dan's done an incredible job of living this out in his life. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors. You are a brilliant ambassador of the Lord Jesus Christ. No matter if Dan is here in the pulpit or in the classroom or at the local high school, he pours out his love on everyone around him. Even sometimes you can't overtly preach the gospel, right? In those contexts, but you sure display it. You know, you show it by just loving people and drawing them. So today we're affirming these things that we've seen described in the Word of God, and we're affirming that we see them very clearly in Brother Dan's life. But if I had to summarize your life into one word in the couple of years we've known each other, I'd pick the word radiant. You radiate love. You radiate the love of God. Every time we partner together in an event here at FBC, you radiate the love of God. At Christmas, I threw at you the very best music I could bring together. I had so much fun. And then at the end, this guy gets up and he upstages the whole thing in prayer, because he just poured out so much love and radiated the love of God. It's just like, oh man, I was a wreck. I just felt so blessed. Ephesians chapter 4 is a fitting passage I love to bring to an ordination. It says, Paul, the apostle's writing, he says at the time, as a prisoner for the Lord, then I urge you, live a life worthy of the calling which you've received. Did you hear that? Live a life worthy of the calling that God has given you. So what does it mean to live a life worthy of your calling? Well, verse 2 tells us, it says, be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Now, I don't get to work with you, brother, every single day. And I know we all have our moments, but I've seen you. You're humble. You're gentle. Now, let's be honest. If you're going to plan a service and Dan Horn is going to be in the room, he's a firecracker. Okay, I have never done an ordination service where somebody has given more input to the service. Okay, so being humble and gentle doesn't mean you're meek and mild and a pushover. But you approach people with love and gentleness and humility while there's a task to do, and let's get the job done. See, as an act of love and humility, you're willing to travel all the way from Colbeck Street in Oakville. I checked it out on Google Maps. 110 kilometers one way, 1 hour, 29 minutes. That in itself is an act of humility to come all the way out. Verse 3 says, make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. You are willing to become the interim pastor in several churches through the years, right? You've ministered all over the place, and not every one of the churches you went into at the time was healthy. In fact, some of them were far from. That takes a special gift and a special calling. See, verse 4 says, there is one body, the church, one Spirit. Just as you were called to one hope when you were called, one Lord, one God, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all who is through all and in all, to his glory, there's one body. You're not bent on denominationalism. You're not bent on one particular place. You're bent on one name, and that's Jesus Christ. And he's led you here. That's awesome. You do not steal glory from the first love, Jesus Christ. You exalt the name of the Lord your God. You lead people. You bring them together. They come to a place of repentance. And if being a Baptist, you'll baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And verse 7 says, to each of us, a grace has been apportioned as Christ has given it. Well, a special grace has been given you to shepherd remarkably well. So thank you for living out your calling so faithfully. So, Brother Dan, you've set a course for your life and a total dependence on the Lord your God as your provider. You didn't stay in the place of being a novice. You didn't get discouraged along the way and walk away. You made Jesus Christ your bride first. You continued on your faith. You've been fighting the good faith. You've matured so beautifully. You've stepped into new realms, new levels. So, Daniel Horn, I stand before you not only as the director of Anchor Ministerial Fellowship, but as your peer, as your friend, as a brother in Christ. And I can say with full assurance, you're living a life worthy of the calling that God has given you. So it is on that basis that I'm delighted to ordain you into the ministry today. Now, because Brother Dan loves to honor the history of what God has done, he asked me to honor your mom and dad and some of the beautiful history and some of the black gospel music and good music that you were raised on. Now, I'm going to do my level best to present these two songs as a medley that I've never done before and was learning this week. So to God be the glory. Amen.
I've had many tears and sorrows. I've had questions for tomorrow. There have been times I didn't know right from wrong. But in every situation, God gave blessed consolation that my trials come to only make me strong. I've been to lots of places. I've seen lots of faces. There have been times I felt so all alone. But in my lonely hours, yes, those precious lonely hours, Jesus let me know I was his own. Through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, I've learned to depend upon his word. Well, I thank God for the mountains, and I thank him for the valleys. I thank him for the storms he's brought me through. For if I'd never had a problem, I wouldn't know that he could solve them. I'd never known what faith in God could do. Through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, I've learned to depend upon his word. To God be the glory, to God be the glory, to God be the glory for the things he has done. With his blood he would save me, and with his power,
Well, hello everyone. My name is Ken Miles, and I have had the privilege of serving as president of Anchor Ministerial for the last 34 years. It seems like a long time when I say it, but living it out, it wasn't that long. It's our privilege to come here for this ordination service, and this is one of the things that I appreciate most about serving with Anchor. Is I have the privilege of going to these ordination services, seeing where our members minister, seeing the people that they're overseeing and guiding and directing and teaching them. And I just want to commend you. When I walked in today, you know, you can tell a lot about a church just when you walk through the doors. I came in, and this is true. Every single person that I met in the foyer as I was walking through said, "Good morning, I'm glad that you're here." And that is just the sign of a welcoming church. And if you welcome people, God will change people and the church will grow. Mount Forest has a special place in my heart. My mother was born in Mount Forest. I've not been here. In fact, I think this is the first time I ever went to an event in Mount Forest. We don't get to drive through Mount Forest very often. So I said to my wife as I was driving up, I said, I remember as a boy, because I grew up in Hamilton, renowned Kitchener. But as a boy, my parents driving through town and showing me the old homestead where mother grew up on. She was saved in the Salvation Army. She loved the Lord. And just as we've been appreciating our parents this morning, I just want to give tribute to my mother and the impact that she had on my life. Another thought that crossed my mind as I was sitting in the pew this morning, it was 50 years ago this month, I was ordained to the ministry. Yeah. They ordained children back in those days, didn't they? But I remember that day, it was in Brockville, and remember being there and receiving the laying on of hands and the recognition and the establishment that that gave me. 50 years later, still moving and ministering from that foundation. And this is a red letter day. This is a day where, you know, it sort of sounds maybe from the outward like we're celebrating Dan. And we're really not. We're celebrating the work that God has done in this man's life. And that's what we do. We worship God. That's the humility that comes. That when someone, you know, gives you a compliment and praises you, you know, I've been taught by my mentors, you know, smile, just take it graciously. Don't belittle any compliment you receive, but just realize it wasn't us. It was the work of God through us that allowed us to be used. And I see that in Dan, and we're very privileged to be here today. Well, we're going to conduct a service of ordination now, where we will be giving a charge, a scriptural charge, to Dan. Let me just preface it with some verses here. Matthew 9:35. Then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion for them, because they were weary and scattered like sheep having no shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." The prayer request of the Lord is that we would pray for more laborers to go out into the kingdom. Is it just certain people that are laborers? I would just submit to you today, every Christian is a laborer in God's kingdom. But those laborers need to be equipped. And that moves us to Ephesians 4:11. And he himself has given some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. There are certain individuals that God puts a call upon their life to teach, be an example, and equip saints for the work of ministry. And that's the role that Dan has taken up in this congregation, to be that pastor here. So today, in answer to prayer, God is still calling and appointing apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. We're gathered here in the name of the Lord to set apart, ordain, commend to the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ a fellow minister who is called to equip God's people for their ministry. In this service, we will ordain Dan Horn to the ministry. Now, Dan has been examined according to the Word of God, which says, if anyone has a goal to be an overseer in the church, they want a good thing. So the church's overseer must be without fault. They should be faithful to their spouse, sober, modest, honest. They should show hospitality, be skilled at teaching. They shouldn't be addicted to alcohol or be a bully. Instead, they should be gentle, peaceable, not greedy. They should manage their own household well. They should see that their children are obedient with complete respect. Because if they don't know how to manage their own household, how can they take care of God's church? They shouldn't be new believers, so that they won't become proud and fall under the devil's spell. They should also have a good reputation with those outside the church so that they won't be embarrassed and fall into the devil's trap. To these scriptural qualifications, Dan Horn has proven himself. And I think we have had ample evidence and witness to that this morning here. Therefore, I ask you, Dan, to come forward and stand before me. Don't mind, just stand on that first step down and just facing me here. Just come on up if you be a little, I'll be able to look you in the eye. That's good. By the authority of the Word of God and in witness of the Holy Spirit and this congregation, I issue this scriptural charge. I charge you, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at his appearing, to observe these things that you may be a good minister and know how to conduct yourself in the house of God, the church, the pillar, and the ground of truth. Give yourself continually to prayer and the ministry of the word. Make the purpose of your teaching love, from a pure heart, from a good conscience, and from a sincere faith. Give attention to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and teaching. Be gentle to all men, able to teach, patient, in humility correcting those who are in opposition. Exhort an older man as a father, younger men as brothers, older women as mothers, younger women as sisters, with all purity. Do not strive about words to no profit. Avoid foolish and ignorant disputes, knowing that they generate strife. But study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Renounce the hidden things of dishonesty. Do not walk in craftiness, nor handle the word of God deceitfully. But in the manifestation of the truth, commend yourself to every man's conscience in the sight of God. Speak the things that become sound doctrine, in all things showing yourself to be a pattern of good works, in doctrine showing integrity, reverence, sound speech that cannot be condemned, that one who is an opponent may be ashamed, having nothing evil to say of you. Do all things without preferring one before another. Do nothing by partiality. Be watchful in all things. Guard what is committed to your trust. Do not lay hands on anyone hastily, nor share in other men's sins. Flee youthful lusts. Keep yourself pure. Having food and clothing, with these be content. Do not desire to be rich. Do good. Be rich in good works, willing to give, willing to share. Be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, enduring hardships as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Be diligent to commit the things that you have been taught to faithful men and women who may be able to teach others also. Endure affliction. Do the work of a true minister. Stir up the gift that is within you. Make full proof of your ministry. Do not entangle yourself with the affairs of this life, but strive for the masteries, that you may be crowned with the crown of righteousness. This charge I commit to you, that you may fight the good fight of faith, lay hold of eternal life, to which you were called. Be an example to the believers in word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Pursue righteousness, godliness, patience, and gentleness. Meditate on these things. Give yourself entirely to them, that your progress may be evident to all. Shepherd the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight, not by constraint but willingly, not for dishonest gain but eagerly, not as a lord over God's heritage, but being an example to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive a crown of glory that does not fade away. Will you, Dan Horn, receive this charge and willingly submit yourself to the spiritual authority of Anchor Ministerial Fellowship in matters of personal conduct, doctrine, and discipline? And will you strive to maintain spiritual harmony with your fellow ministers as we together walk in the light as He, our Lord, is in the light? Will you answer, I will?
By the grace of God, through Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Spirit, I will, definitely.
Amen. Amen. As you have consented to this charge before God, the ministers and congregation of this church, I ordain you to the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we will affirm that by the laying on of hands.
Amen.
I think we should give the Lord a round of applause. We're going to do something very significant now. Charge has been issued, and as Dan reflected in his answer, no individual can do this. No individual can keep this charge unless the power of the Holy Spirit is with them, guiding them and directing them. Confession of humility where we fall short. And through the laying on of hands, it's a strengthening and putting down of roots of your ministry. We cannot ordain anyone, I guess what I'm trying to say here. We recognize what God has already done in this life. And so when we recognize it, then we as a group of ministers and those that love this man lay our hands and we affirm it, establish, and strengthen it. And Paul told Timothy, who was a young man that he had ordained, he said, stir up the gifts that are within you, that were given to you, listen, by the laying on of hands by the presbytery. In this moment, I believe, as we pray for Dan, there's a recognition, obviously, and that's part of it. But there's also an impartation that comes to Dan through this moment. We're going to pray that God will establish him, strengthen his faith. But you know, we don't know what the future, we don't know what the next 50 years after your ordination is going to hold for you. You're going to face situations where you're going to need gifts from God, gifts of the Spirit, that you'll just sort of reach in and pull out. And you may not even recognize that those gifts may have been given you right in this moment as we're laying our hands upon you. So I'm going to ask you all to stand, and Dan, if you'd come up. I'm going to invite those that are here, just face me if you don't mind, right here. I'm going to invite all the ordained ministers from Anchor to come forward. If you're here and we've invited you, there's others that's going to come and join us in this moment. Dan's father and others that have been asked to come forward. Come up, or if there's any other ordained ministers here, you don't have to be a member of Anchor, but whoever are a minister here, you just come and join us. Stand around Dan, if you will. And as we pray, Would you just add your prayers? I'm going to start by praying, and then I'm going to let others, if you feel, just sort of put your hand forward. I'll give you the mic, and you can pray a prayer over Dan yourself. And so this is an informal time, but it's a spiritual time. It's a time of impartation. And so just add your prayer as we all join together, looking to heaven to establish this man. There's like a funnel that's going to come down, and everything he needs is going to come down. So let's lay our hands upon him. Just reach out, put your hand upon him. Father, right now, we recognize the call that you have on this life. We have looked and observed, and we have heard witness of the ministry you have given him, the lives that have been touched, the encouragement that has been given, and we recognize that call. And now, Lord, as ministers of the gospel, we recognize this man has this call. We ordain him to the ministry. We recognize that or that calling from you that's in his life. And in this moment, Lord, strengthen him, encourage him, establish him. May his roots go down deep into you. May he draw the strength of your power. Lord, we recognize there are so many that's gone before. A father that stands here. Others that have been part and instrumental in the development of the ministry in this man's life. And we pray, Lord, as Dan goes forward, he stands on that foundation. And as he goes forward, you would now, in this moment, impart what he needs for the future. Gifts, abilities, talents, further anointing, increasing vision, whatever you have for him, Lord, we just pray that you would just break through. You know, as I'm praying for you, Dan, I just have this sense that God there's going to be breakthroughs in your life in different areas. You're going to come up against barriers and not know what to do. But just know as you stand there, the Lord in this moment has promised you, as we lay our hands upon you, that there will be breakthroughs. There will be no barriers that will hinder you from fulfilling the call that's upon your life. And we thank you, Lord, for that assurance. May that assurance come into Dan's heart and his life. And we bless him in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Others may want to add your prayers. We just encourage you to do so.
Loving Father, loving Jesus, loving Holy Spirit, loving angels that ministered unto Jesus. We praise you, Father, for this glorious, wonderful day that you provided for us. Praise you for my son, Heavenly Father, that you led him in this wonderful ministry and all these wonderful people that came today. Thank you for you said, Father, in your word, where there are two or three gathered in your name, you are in the midst. We praise you, Father, for this wonderful and glorious day that you provided for us. And may there be someone here, Heavenly Father, that doesn't know you. May they accept you as personal Savior. In the precious blood of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Were you wanting to say something? I just wrote down a couple of prayers here that I'd like to read over you. Daniel 12:3. And the teachers and those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the firmament. And those who turn many to righteousness, to uprightness and right standing with God, shall give forth light like the stars forever and ever. And this one is from 2 Thessalonians 2. We constantly pray that our God will empower you to live worthy of all that he has invited you to experience. We pray that by his power, all the pleasures of goodness and all works inspired by faith would fill you completely. By doing this, the name of the Lord Jesus will be glorified in you, and you will be glorified in him by the marvelous grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Now may the Lord Jesus Christ and our Father God, who loved us and in his wonderful grace gave us eternal comfort and a beautiful hope that cannot fail, may he encourage your heart and inspire you with strength to always do and speak what is good and beautiful in his eyes. As we laid hands on you, I just sensed such a powerful heartbeat for God. It was just so profound and strong. Your heart reaching out to God and his hand reaching out to you in strength and power and anointing. In Jesus' name.
All right, that's fantastic. We'll let you return to your seats, and we're going to ask Dan to stay here with us. We want to make a few presentations to Dan this morning, and so the very first thing, I'm going to come on this side. The very first thing we want to present to you is the certificate of ordination that recognizes this moment, this time, this day, that you'll ever realize, okay, now this happened, but I also look at that on the wall and realize God has ordained me. The other thing we want to give you, probably that's more important,
is a
copy of the ordination that charge awesome. That we read. And anytime you need to be humbled, just start reading that charge. It will do it every time.
I'm beginning to have second thoughts here. That's it. Thank you.
So these two symbols recognize the authority, the call upon your life, and the encouragement, as it said in the charge, to take the oversight and not be afraid to administer what God has through you. But this last token that we want to give you, you don't mind just putting out your arm, and Jeremy will put it over, is just a towel, which recognizes that the night that Jesus was betrayed, he took a towel and he washed his disciples' feet. In all your ministry, wear that towel. On your heart, in your words, that you're serving the people. There's nothing actually that's below you. You will do everything within your ability to serve the people. And it's like these twin things. I carry an anointing, but I have leadership in order to serve the people. You keep those things close and you'll be successful in your ministry.
Thank you, Ken.
Amen. Welcome so much. To our fellowship. Yes, give the Lord one more round of applause.
I think we're going to, can we transition now?
Yeah.
So just stay here. So thank you. Thank you. We've prepared. we've prepared a meal, and today happened with a lot of help. And the sound and the PowerPoint, and those people have taught me what it means to serve here. And there's a bunch of people in the kitchen who have prepared a lot as well. And I want to thank you for making this day what it is. Please stay with us. Let's eat together. And it's exciting to see people who have been in my life for a long time. In the back corner is my native friend, Andy Mason, who knew this call was on my life as a little child. And every significant moment, Andy always comes and always shows up as the brother I've chosen. Thank you, Andy. And I love him. And there's an absolutely adorable couple up on the balcony that you have to look at, because they look like they belong in the royal family. But this is the first couple just before ordained to ask me to marry them. And it's just amazing to see you. Thank you for coming. I love you guys. And and Jeremy's had quite a week, and I just wanted to honor the fact that Jeremy comes from the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and he is an Ashkenazi Jew. And of all weeks to find out Jeremy just got the history of his family that he did not know. Pictures that are hard to look at in death camps. Pictures of family members who are now looking forward to seeing you. And thank you for sharing your heart, my brother. I love you. And Colton, you're anointed for ministry, baby. I'm sorry. I know Disney wants you. I know Stratford wants you. But we need you. So can we maybe encourage Colton to be a minister in music? Yeah. Thank you, brother. And we do stand on some pretty big shoulders. And our friend Ron in the red shirt over here and in his wheelchair. Ron, thank you for all that you mean to us. And your prayers fuel everything. And we feel it and we know it. And I love you, brother. Thank you so much. And Clayton, Jeff, thanks for the wings and the the sharpening. Sometimes it's a file. Sometimes it's a chainsaw. Thank you. And my family. It's just great to remember the old building, the white church, plain, simple white, as the song says. But it was the building where Jesus changed our lives. Marilyn, thank you for representing that today. She's still there. Bless your heart. Let's eat together. Could you say grace for us, brother? Oh, I think Matthew's going to say grace. Sorry, we got to get my interim boy up here. Noticed he dressed up really nice for the occasion. Thanks, Bell. Appreciate that. Here. By the way, this is the future, so get used to it.
Hello.
Okay, good. Let's bow our heads. Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to come to celebrate an important process in Dan's ministry and celebrate as a family, as an extended family in one building. We pray for the meal that you've blessed us with, and we thank you so much for every hand that took part in putting it together. We just pray that we would enjoy a time of community, of laughter, and connecting. We just thank you so much for all of the gifts that we are reminded of today. Pray all these things in your Son's holy name. Amen.
Amen.
Where's Dan McCracken? Wave at me, Dan. Where? Lower level. You going to take a picture of the group?
Oh, yes. Come on.
That's
up.
What
Dan's
going to do.
If so, you don't want to be photographed, just do this.
Cover your face. Do you want to come up here and do it from here, or you want to do it from up there? Okay.
So we can face Dan?
So everybody come over this way. Move here from down here, and then people on the balcony, what should they do?
Pause. For sake of time, I'm going to do the teacher thing here. Dan, can you just go boom, 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 and then we're done. Sorry to take over. Come on up here, buddy. Because people are hungry and got to go to the bathroom. Just get shots of them here. That'd be awesome. And I'll stand down here. Thanks, brother. Love you guys. I'm hungry, too. Yep. Let's go right here. This is great.
Eat. So in a moment, I'm going to ask Dan and Julia and his family to lead out here and anchor. So you guys have, those are the only reserved tables for those guests. So I'm going to ask you.
We don't mind if you steal them, it's fine.
Well, you guys get to go through first. So I'm going to ask you guys if you can lead the way and go through the doors to your right. And then you're going to go left into the library. There's two food.